really glad that you've decided to speak with us today. However, I am a little confused as to how exactly you found this particular location. The Foundation gave you a particular order that should have led you to a completely different site. So, could you please explain to me how exactly you found this location? It was the location you desired. I see. Could you please tell me why you desired to travel to this location versus the one the Foundation provided you? I'm sorry. A collector? You travel to the locations of goods you'd like to collect. I see. Then, would you mind telling me exactly what you want to collect from this location? I'm sorry? When I go shopping? No, I don't usually inform the goods that I intend to take them home. I'm sorry, are you implying... Oh, yes, the interview, yes. Right, as I was saying, we appreciate that you've come to speak with us of your own volition. I'm told the staff previously spoke with you about anomalous activities that surround you, and today I would like to ask you some questions about that and to basically just get to know more about you. Is that all right with you? Good, then let's get... Yes, I am new here. How did you know? Well, yes, I think we could all agree on that. Research is very important. Never mind. Let us proceed, shall we? Could I have your given name? Ah, excellent. It's so nice to meet you. Oh? Oh, yes, of course. Then what would you like me to call you? Oh, I see. Then it's a pleasure to make your acquaintance, Mr. Crux. So, for the record, are you aware that anomalous activities happen around you? I see, and do you have any control over it? All right, and what do you mean by to an extent? What exactly do you have control over, if I may ask? Right. All right, then. So this travel ability of yours, is it like a guidance for you? Like a GPS, or do you teleport, or do... Objects that you come to know and desire, they act as homing beacons? So that means that you're drawn to these destinations, and you travel on foot usually? You You don't remember? Alright, so you have memory lapses while traveling to these destinations. No? Then... Oh, so sometimes you dream. You dream about the object. Oh, okay. Alright, so you learn about the objects during these dreams. Alright, and then when, you know, when you wake up, are you able to recall these dreams? Vividly, you say. That's very intriguing. Huh? Oh, well, I ask because usually the brain doesn't store memories made during REM sleep, so it's likely that Dr. Bright will want to run some tests to, you know, further explore this phenomenon. Is that all right with you? Hmm? If I am present? Well, I'm sure if you make such a request to Dr. Bright, there can probably be some kind of compromise. Oh, I mean, if the good doctors agree, that is. As you already knew, I'm new here, so I really don't have much say. I'm honestly just excited to be able to, you know, interview someone like yourself. Oh, and of course I'm very, very appreciative of your cooperation. So, tell me, when you go into these sudden sleeps, is there any warning or sign that tells you it's about to happen? I see. So, depending on your interest level in the object, will determine how quickly you fall into one of these unconscious states. Fascinating. Oh, well, yes, of course it's fascinating. You are fascinating. I'm sorry, I'm just really intrigued, if I'm honest. I guess that might be a little weird, but... Huh? It's not weird, but... refreshing? Aw, that's very kind of you. Oh, alright, so... let's continue, shall we? So, what sort of information is gathered during these periods of unconsciousness? And how exactly is it presented to you? I see. And how does it vary? Okay, so sometimes you see pictures, numbers, and so on. What about events? Do you see past or current or future events? Oh, did I make you uncomfortable? Oh, I'm very sorry. This is just a preliminary interview anyway, so feel free to pass on any questions that make you uncomfortable or just, you know, any that you don't want to answer. Okay? I'm sorry? This time was triggered by a photo. I see. And the photo triggered an immediate loss of consciousness, or... No. You fell unconscious a few hours later, and then you woke up with the knowledge of the location of this site. I see. That's so intriguing. Okay, so when you woke up, what happened then? Oh? compelled.
Really?
You were compelled to come here by a strong ache? Almost like an itch at the back of your skull. Huh? Oh, no. I'm just so fascinated. I just want to get everything down. An itch at the back of your skull. That must feel maddening. Oh, Mr. Crux, I ask you to please let go of my hand. The guards here, I don't... What? Are you speaking directly into my mind? Whoa, okay, please, wait, gentlemen, please, wait. It's fine. He's not hurting me. Please, just, can you give us a moment? I beg you. Mr. Crux, please, I don't mean to upset you, but you're scaring me a little, and I would request once again that you please let go of my hand. Yes, I understand, and I'm very happy for the fact that merely touching my hand could provide the relief from that itch, but these gentlemen, I don't want you to get hurt, so please, won't you... It's them. They would be... Oh, no, please, Mr. Crux, I don't want to cause any trouble on my first day here at... Thank you for releasing my hand. I really appreciate it. I think this is a good place to stop our interview for today, Mr. Crux. Maybe we can pick this up at another time. If you'll oblige, I will find someone to escort you from this room. I think I need some time to collect my thoughts.